Hip-hop has been haunted by unexplained deaths since the beginning, with many famous rappers passing away before their time with little to no explanation. Recently, we saw this with rapper Mac Miller, or even more recent with Rich Homie Quan. These rappers are found alone, unresponsive by friends or family members, with no explanation on how they passed away. One rapper who faced a similar ending was the rapper Pimp C, who by far has had one of the most suspicious deaths in hip-hop. To this day, Pimp C's family members and friends all still have questions about his death, as they believe there's more to the story. Something that is hard to deny when you look at the way Pimp C was discovered. He was found alone in a hotel room on his knees as if he were praying. This has left many people asking what really happened to Pimp C. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about what really happened to Pimp C. Let's get right into it. Pimp C is remembered as one of the most legendary rappers coming out of Texas, rising to fame throughout the 90s, a part of the rap duo UGK, reaching his mainstream commercial peak in the early 2000s. From all aspects, it appeared that Pimp C was going to be one of the biggest Southern artists in hip-hop, but unfortunately for him, he had a lot in his way, stopping him from making it to the very top. Right at the peak of his musical career, he was sent to prison for several years, and only 2 years after being released in 2005, he will pass away. Everything for Pimp C changed in the 2000s when he made one of the biggest records of his life. Many would say that the song Big Pimpin' was the turning point for Pimp C's career. It was the record with Jay-Z that took Pimp C to new commercial heights. While working with Jay-Z might have gotten him to a new level, what most people don't know is that Jay-Z might also be the same reason he's gone. While this song ended up being one of Pimp C's biggest songs, he never wanted to record it. For some reason, he didn't like Jay-Z at all. People claim he didn't like Jay because Jay-Z was friends with Biggie, and Pimp C was a massive Tupac fan. According to Jeff Sledge, who was a former A&R over at Jive Records, Pimp turned down doing the Big Pimpin' song and refused to record it for weeks, telling his people on many occasions, F Jay-Z. Jeff claims that even after Pimp C did the record, he refused to participate in the music video and still kept on saying F Jay-Z. Too Short said the same exact thing on the Shay Shay podcast, claiming that Pimp C really hated Jay-Z.
There's a whole thing with Pimp C, UGK,
yep.
Pimp C and Bun B, and the Big Pimpin' song. And I hear Bun talk about it, and I knew the story. I knew a little bit of it because the label, Jive Records, we're all on the same label, which right. I get Pimp to do the song.
Right.
And I knew Pimp's opinion on the situation, and it was open and shut. If you don't fool with Tupac, I don't fool with you.
Right.
No bending of the rules. Right. We're talking about a guy who never met Tupac. Right. He didn't even know him. And he's like, I ride with Pac to the end. But anybody who ever said this on Tupac, ever, Pimp C didn't like you. Just never would fool with you ever, ever, ever. So he put Jay-Z in the category of, I don't think Tupac liked him. Tupac wouldn't, you know, as Biggie homie or whatever, I ain't fooling with him. Bun B, the label, myself included, was trying to say, you know, Jay ain't like that, bro. Jay, it's a great opportunity.
Right.
Jay-Z getting at you.
Right.
Do it. I ain't doing it.
As you heard for yourself, Too Short said the same exact thing as Jeff, making it clear that even though Pimp C did record with Jay, he hated his guts for some reason. Now to me, it doesn't make any sense that he had all this hatred for Jay-Z just because he liked Tupac. According to Too Short, he never actually met Tupac in person. It wasn't like they were close friends or anything like that either. Pimp C wasn't from the West Coast either, so this angle just makes zero sense to me. To me, it's obvious there's another reason Pimp C hated Jay-Z so much, and by the end of this video, you will see exactly why. For some reason, Pimp C's career took a turn for the worse after he worked with Jay-Z. Just 2 years after Pimp did that massive record with Jay, he was arrested on aggravated assault after he was found guilty of pointing his weapon at a woman he had an argument with inside of a shoe store. According to authorities, they responded to a 911 call made by a woman claiming Pimp C pointed his weapon at her and told her he was going to take her out if she didn't shut up. The police made their way to the shoe store and managed to catch Pimp C leaving out the mall where they arrested him. Pimp C would eventually take a plea deal that allowed him to get probation, but ultimately was arrested and forced to serve 8 years in prison. After breaking that probation, he would get out early on good behavior, being released under probation again in December 30th, 2005. Just 2 years later, he would be found unresponsive in a West Hollywood hotel room. He was found in his hotel room by staff, on his knees in a praying position. There was also blood all over the bed. It was reported that Pimp C had passed away from sleep apnea, which at the time was worsened by his lean use. Just like that, a rap star was gone alone in his hotel room. This is something that always seems to happen in the music industry. For some odd reason, so many celebrities are found unresponsive alone in a hotel room. Something that is rather suspicious because celebrities are usually always around so many people all the time. For whatever reason, the day they pass away, they're always alone in a hotel room or in their home. The official story that the media was running was that his passing was due to his lean use. But according to his very own mother, who spoke to the head coroner, that wasn't true at all. Pimp C's mom did an interview before she passed away, where she claims that her son's death wasn't related to substances. She insisted that her son was instead set up.
Conflicting stories about his death, basically some untruth about the passing of your son. And so we need the audience to understand that this is her son, not Pimp C. You understand? This is Mama West's son. And she knows what happened. And I know it's got to be heartbreaking to you and a little frustrating on top of that, to have the mistruth out about the passing of your son. So I want to give you the opportunity to clear it up and tell our audience exactly what happened.
Okay. And I really and truly thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be able to say what I really want to say. Number one, I must tell you, I smile a lot because this is life, and you're not going to get anywhere going around with a frown on your face.
Yes, ma'am.
But I miss my child. She was my only child. Not my only son, but my only child. And I miss him like air.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, I also am totally committed to carrying on his legacy. There have been so many, as you said, horrible stories, untruths, and inconsistencies. Now, what I'm going to say now does not come from me, but from the head coroner, whom I talked to when the word first came out about the determination of his death. And the man told me that they really did not know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But number one, most and foremost, she did not die of an illegal drug overdose.
Okay, we want to get that clear.
He did not.
Pimp C did not die of a drug overdose.
No. He did. The coroner told me that there was not enough of anything in his system to have killed him. So he did not die of an illegal drug overdose. He also did not die by his own hand. I've heard that one too.
As you heard for yourself, Pimp C's own mother didn't believe that Pimp C passed away due to substances. She believed her son was set up. She passed away telling people this and never got the gratification of finding out the truth. Reporter Julia Beverly investigated Pimp C's passing for a book she was writing and determined that there was circumstantial evidence proving Pimp C was set up.
His mom believed. And she basically breaks down the reason she believes that. There's some circumstantial evidence that might make you think that. But there are some alternate theories, which I kind of explore in the book. Mm-hmm. His mom thinks he was poisoned, and there was someone with him when he passed who was a very shady, strange character. So there's actually a person of interest, according to his mother, that she believed had something to do with his death. So
Pimp C's protege, a rapper by the name of 17, also believed that Pimp C was taken out. According to him, he believed he was poisoned by someone who was with Pimp C that day.
I feel it was, though. If it wasn't lean, what was it?
Somebody put something in this pack. I mean, I wasn't supposed to say that.
No, you can say that. I mean,
another person who felt Pimp C was set up was his own close cousin, Edgar. Edgar claimed that he believes Pimp C was poisoned as well.
Just send me a picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to post this picture because this is a good picture. We're going to put this picture inside interview.
Okay.
I'm going to show it to my wife. This is Vicious. Bundy was supposed to be here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But he had to go take care of family emergency. Yeah. This was Bundy's rap partner, ex-mom. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, who's Buddy?
Okay. When y'all ask me who is Buddy, so tell me about Buddy. Can you?
Buddy the nigga killed my cousin.
You got that from a reliable source?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
So the story I heard, it was multiple people inside the hotel room. Female, I think maybe a male, another male probably. So
it's not exclusive.
So C went to the restroom and Buddy said, look, y'all don't tell, don't say nothing. I'm going to play a joke on Pimp. And he poured something into his drink. And when he came back from the restroom, he started drinking it and almost immediately started throwing up blood. And what made me believe that, I packed C bags after he passed.
From that same hotel?
From that same hotel. I pulled back the cover of the bed and was blood in the bed. Mm. So that's what made me believe that story to be true.
Now, we talked about this prior to us cutting on the cameras. And I never talked about it outside of saying, Buddy. You know what I'm saying? And this guy was from Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah. Like you and I said that you had heard the same thing, that he was going around bragging.
Yep.
That he had done this.
Yep.
What?
Yes. In the streets of Jackson.
And I heard it from someone who at one point really didn't know I was even affiliated with Pimp, but we were associated through a former organization I was with.
As you can see, many people who were around Pimp C felt that there was something off about his passing. It wasn't adding up to them. Now, if we look back at Pimp C's life, all his problems seemed to start right after he made that song with Jay-Z, a song that he didn't even want to do, but his partner Bun B did. Pimp C made it clear he hated Jay-Z, but Bun B wanted to use Jay-Z to get to the next level. Now the question is, why did Pimp C hate Jay-Z so much? What was the truth behind his hatred? Well, it might have not even been hatred all along, but something else entirely. According to Pimp and Ken, who was close friends with Pimp C, he claims that Pimp C had a secret tape of one of the most famous female R&B singers hooking up with another rapper that's not her current husband. According to Ken, if Pimp C had dropped this tape, it would have been bigger news than the Kardashian tape.
Let's go back. You had mentioned Pimp C earlier. With that being said, did Pimp C really have a sex tape of somebody in the industry that would break the internet? Still trying to find out who was in this Pimp C tape.
All I can tell you, there was a famous R&B chick, and it was a guy that was getting money at the time. And, you know, Pimp, he used to be in the studio. And every now and then, he had a camcorder, so he was able to get some footage. And he wanted to do something with the footage. But I don't know why he didn't do nothing with it, but if I could got a hold of that tape, I'd be a billionaire. whoever it was, they had to kill me, man. I know TMZ would have paid a bank for that one, man. But yeah, it is a tape, and if you read the comments, a lot of people figured out. Okay. A lot of people figured out because, you know, people that was in Houston at the time, they know who was a little loose, you know, as a Montana Goose. You know what I mean? So, you know, and they also know who was having money at the time. So it's not really hard to figure out. But, you know, the only reason why I won't tell it because Pimp C is not here.
As you heard for yourself, Ken claims that he saw the tape with his own eyes showing this female R&B superstar being filmed by Pimp C hooking up with another rapper in the studio. Now, if the information that was released recently of P. Diddy filming many celebrities doing things like this, it isn't far-fetched to think that this tape existed. While he doesn't admit who the woman is, he does admit that people in the comment section were able to catch who it was. What many people in the comment section were saying was that the tape was of Beyonce allegedly hooking up with someone that wasn't Jay-Z. Now, this all makes perfect sense, as Pimp C wanted to stay as far away from Jay-Z as possible. I believe he became suspicious of Jay-Z knowing that he had this tape that would ruin his wife's image. In 2007, Jay-Z had just married Beyonce. The last thing he wanted was a video of his now wife hooking up with another rapper leaking. That would have been a very bad look for Jay-Z if a tape like that would have leaked. This has led many people to believe that Jay-Z might have wanted Pimp C taken out so that that tape would never have been released. I myself believe this could have been exactly what happened. And I'll tell you why. One thing I want to make clear is that Pimp C was involved in Masonry. It is clear that he was a part of the Freemasons. Not only did Pimp C use Masonic imagery often, but in this video, Edgar, Pimp C's cousin, admits that he was a high-ranking Freemason. Edgar goes on to tell the world that he joined the Masons in 94, claiming he left the organization not that long ago because he wanted to turn to God.
I left a whole organization to miss, and that's just me, my wife, and I.
Yes, yes, and we ain't gonna bring that up. Mm. Unless you want to talk about it.
Hey, look, I'm on your show.
Ooh, this'll be crazy.
Well,
the organization was the Masons.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're the only one that I know that has successfully exited the Masons. No, I'm not saying that it has been done before.
Successfully?
Yeah, what made his way out.
Maybe publicly.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Excuse me. Thank you. Publicly denounced them. Yeah. Is that a better way of saying them?
Yeah. And that's the perfect word to say, because when I stepped away, I really had to pray and ask God to forgive me if there's anything that I was a part of, any oath and obligation I might have recited that was offensive to him.
Yes.
And just to make sure my heart and spirit was right and in line with God.
Yeah. Or was?
Yeah.
I think the treasurer.
Like culty or something? What?
It has that vibe, because, you know, at times you have an oath and obligation mm-hmm. that you're bound to. Mm-hmm. But when, like I say, for me, when I joined, I was naive in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of pastors mm-hmm. and judges at home that were Masons. Mm-hmm. But in return, the lifestyle that these pastors and these judges wasn't honoring and pleasing to God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother story in itself. Because when I left, I had people who was higher ranked than me.
I was about to say, you was pretty high ranked.
Yeah. Like the position I had, I didn't have to put my outfit on. People dressed me.
Oh, wow.
And people get addicted to that.
Yeah, they do.
So, and especially if you're somebody who don't have no type of honor in your own home for wife or your kids, you're a part of an organization that everybody gives you that honor and be addictive.
How long were you a part of the Masons?
Since 94.
Oh, you was in there deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then how long ago that was just last year?
That was last year.
How does your heart feel?
Oh, I feel great now.
As you heard for yourself, Edgar admits he was a high-ranking Freemason for years. While he doesn't state that Pimp C was a Mason, it's obvious he was, because he often used Masonic imagery. This was Pimp C's close cousin who was always around him. He was definitely a Mason. I believe these Masonic ties has something to do with his passing, as Pimp C passed away at the age of 33, which is a very important number to the Masons. His body was also found in a prayer position with candles that have been burnt out. All of this are signs of a ritual, as the 33rd degree is the top degree in the Scottish Rite Masonic system. According to Edgar, the man who took out Pimp C was his own friend Larry Adams, who was also a Freemason. According to Edgar, Larry slipped something inside of Pimp C's drink the night he passed away. He claims that he was told by a reliable source that the night Pimp C was taken out, he wasn't alone. He was told that Pimp C was with a few women and Larry. He claims that at a certain point, Pimp C went to the bathroom, leaving his drink unattended. He then goes on to state that Larry told the girls he was going to play a prank on Pimp C by slipping something in his drink. Larry then laced Pimp's drink, and when he returned to the room, he drank it. And this is when he began to throw up blood all over the bed and then passed away. Now, it's unclear why Larry wanted to take out Pimp C, but many believe he was allegedly working under orders of either Jay-Z, Bun B, or even Jay Prince. Jay-Z, who most likely wanted Pimp C gone because of the tape and because Pimp C was calling out rappers for being secretly gay, just so happened to pass away the same year he married Beyonce. Some people believe that those disses that Pimp C were making were for Jay-Z, and that Pimp C was calling Jay-Z gay.
Pimp C got produced by Pimp C, and I got $1 million offered to Pimp C from Rockefeller to sign to them. Down there, Dame Dash opened up his checkbook, cut it to $1 million. I'm like, whoa. I was like, was this for sure? He's like, no. He said, this is, we want to, GK. I was like, what? He's like, with your boys.
That's right.
So I immediately picked up the phone and called Pimp C. I'm like, Pimp, stop whatever you're doing right now. I told you what was going down with Jamal when you moved him up in there. I said, but right now, I got $1 million check for you. All we want was $100,000. I was just like, who's that with? I said, Rockefeller. He was like, what? I was like, yeah. He was like, and I'm watching Dan with the checkbook. He writing out. He was like, ain't that with, over there with Jay-Z? I was like, yeah. He was like, man, tell him to take that check and go give it to Tupac mama, man. He's going to be stealing all my shit. I was, what? So I jump up to take him off. I look up and I see Jay, the door closed. I didn't see Jay. He was behind us. Right. Dude, I'm like, oh, shit. I jump up instantly. I go down and go home. He wasn't even calling home yet.
You saying that Jay heard him say that, yo?
Yeah, Jay heard him. He heard him. Because I had to jump up and apologize for this nigga.
Some people believe that Jay-Z's connection to Larry came through Bun B, while many people thought that Bun B and Pimp C were close friends because they were a part of UGK. That wasn't the case, as Pimp C wasn't on speaking terms with Bun B before he passed away. It's believed that Bun B was given the opportunity to level up his career if he made a ritual sacrifice. So it's alleged that Bun B told Larry to take him out. After Pimp C passed away, Bun B's struggling solo career took off and made it to new heights. In my opinion, I believe Jay-Z was behind Pimp C's passing, especially after Pimp C passed away on Jay-Z's birthday. Pimp C passed away on December 4th, 2007, on Jay-Z's 38th birthday. Considering the fact that no one on Pimp C's side believes he passed away due to his condition, and also the fact that he hated Jay-Z and was allegedly hiding a tape that showed his wife doing something with another man, it wouldn't be far-fetched to think that Jay-Z set him up. Add this with Pimp C's connection to Masonry, it's clear that he was indeed sacrificed. Whether Jay-Z was involved or not, that's something we will never 100% know. What we do know is that Pimp C was definitely set up in sacrifice. Some people believe that Jay Prince and Rap-A-Lot were also behind them being taken out, but I couldn't find much on that. What I will say is that Pimp C got himself involved in the dark music industry and eventually paid the price for falling out of line. Pimp C was openly calling out rappers for being secretly gay and hiding who they truly are. This made him an enemy of many in the music industry, especially to the Masons that he was a part of. Sadly, his mother passed away fighting for the truth about what happened to her son, as she believed there has to be more to the story. And so do I. I want to know what you guys think below. Do you think Pimp C was set up? And do you think Jay-Z was behind it? Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.